Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you, Lord, and praise you and worship you for this magnificent Word of God that you've given us. Thank you for this owner's manual, Lord, that we can see it and read it and we can listen to it and we can know what it says and we can walk by it. It's an absolute operations manual or owner's manual for life. Thank you for this book. Now, Father, if we teach the Word today, may you open our understanding to who we are, what we can do, in the name of Jesus. And Satan, I rebuke you and command you not to steal a word out of anybody's mind or heart today. And Father, bless the word as it goes forth. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the King. This week, I'm going to start out teaching you, you have what you confess, or you possess what you confess in life. Now, it took me a long time to realize what was going on this earth. I mean, a long time. I was way up in my late 40s before I even began to get a hold of the spirit world, although I've been a Christian. I've been raised in a Christian home. I became a Christian when I was 11, but I had absolutely no idea what was going on in the spirit world. I didn't have any idea that all sickness and disease and all problems, torment, suffering, everything starts in the spirit world. I also had no idea that the blessings and everything come from good angels and the Holy Spirit, and everything starts in the spirit world. And it all revolves around my obedience and my knowledge of the Word of God. When I begin to get a hold of this and see this picture, which is going on this earth, it changed my life forever. And it has really made a tremendous, tremendous difference in my life. Now then, I want to tell you that I confess the following things from the Word of God so I know what I possess. Now listen to what I'm going to tell you. I confess Jesus as my Lord and my Savior so I possess salvation. Now every time I give you a statement like this, I'm going to give you scripture to confirm exactly what I say is true. So, if I confess Jesus as my Lord, then I possess salvation, because it is written in Romans 10, 8, and 9. And I want you to listen to what this says. In Romans 10, 8, and 9, in the King James, says, "But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Now, just think. You have to confess with your mouth and believe with your heart for salvation to belong to you. Now, if you do not confess Jesus is your Lord with your mouth, or you do not believe it in your heart, then you're really not saved. A lot of people will tell you, "Oh yeah, I go to church, I'm okay." No, they're not okay. You must know by faith, by the Word of God, that Jesus bore your sins on the cross, and that by what the Father did, raising him from the dead, paid the price for your salvation. Now when you get a hold of that, then you can say, "Jesus is my Lord." And when you confess Jesus is your Lord by faith, then you're born again. Because the Word of God clearly says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and will believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now then, if you tell others, and I'm going to read this to you out of Romans 10:9 out of the Living Bible. It says, "For if you tell others with your own mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Again, that's so clear. Now, the word saved in the Greek is the word sozo, S-O-Z-O, which means saved, healed, health, made whole, delivered, and preserved. Now, most people don't know that. Just like I didn't. Most of my life, I had no idea that that word there was used 120 times in 103 different verses in the Word of God. But let me tell you, it is. And I went back and found every one of them. I have checked it out and read every scripture from Matthew to Revelation on the word sozo. One time it will be translated saved. One time it will be translated healed. One time health. One time made whole, and one time delivered, or even preserved. But let me tell you, this book is a faith book. We serve a faith God, and if you don't confess by faith these things, you cannot have them. I had no idea when I received Jesus Christ as my Savior as an 11-year-old boy that the word in the Greek was the word sozo, and that the word sozo didn't just mean saved, but it meant healed, made whole, delivered, preserved, and health. I didn't know those things. So it was impossible for me to receive Jesus as any more than just my Savior by faith, because that's all I knew. Now then, when I got a hold of the fact that He was my healer and my deliverer and all those wonderful things, then and only then could I receive Jesus as my healer. Now, that took me a lot of years to get a hold of these principles. But I'm telling you, when you begin to read this book, when you read the Word of God, and you read it like an owner's manual, you'll learn it means exactly what it says. And it's not very difficult to read or understand when you begin to understand it means exactly what it says. Now, especially if you'll get one of these translations that's so easy to read, the New King James is easier to read than the King James. But there is two or three or four really wonderful dynamic versions out there that, in fact, I've started using the NLT, the New Living Translation, quite a bit, along with the King James and New King James. I use all of those quite a bit. The Amplified, I use every one of them to check against the other one, and then you check them all against the Greek. And it is absolutely amazing when you get a hold of these things. So, if the word saved in the Greek is the word sozo, which means all these other things, then if the word sozo, it means healed. So, I confess that with His stripes I was healed. Now, if I was, I am healed, so I will not be sick, so I possess healing. Now, that took me to age 45 to learn that. I'm now 66. Not had a sick day since I was 45 years old. Praise God. What you can do by faith in the Word of God. Best thing I ever did, best thing by far, was begin to study and read this book. When I learned that I had to confess with my mouth and believe with my heart the Father raised Him from the dead to be saved. When I got a hold of that, I'm saved. There ain't nobody going to talk me out of my salvation. I'm going to live for Jesus here on this earth. And then when I leave this place in death, physical death, I'm going to go to be with Jesus. My soul and spirit is never going to die. Of course, nobody's soul and spirit ever dies. It lives somewhere. Now then, there's no two ways about it. Jesus is coming very soon. He's going to return to this earth in the clouds and catch away the church. That's the next thing that's going to happen. And it is going to happen, praise God. So be ready, because if you're not ready, you may have to go through some terrible times here on this earth. And there's some devastating things coming in the near future. They've already started way back yonder with 9-1-1. Those things have started. But we haven't seen anything yet. Just hang loose. You're going to see some awesome things. Jesus is coming soon. So you better read this book. Better learn it. Now then, if I confess that with His stripes I was healed. Now if I was, I am healed. So I will not be sick. So I possess healing. Now, they've been able to walk in that for over 20 years now, praise God. But in Isaiah 53:5, He says, "But He was wounded and bruised for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace, and he was lashed, and we were healed." Now, isn't that amazing? That's so wonderful. But look at Matthew 8:17. Matthew 8:17 says, "He Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." And 1 Peter 2:24, "Who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, and by whose stripes you were healed." Now, you were healed. You're not going to be healed. Jesus has already done all about your healing. He's going to do. He did it 2,000 years ago, and He gave it to you as a free gift. When you receive your healing like I did by faith, you don't never have to be sick again. Praise the King. It is a wonderful thing to learn these things. By faith, you can take the Word of God and drive the devil off. Don't let that beast make you sick no more. But it also says there, you notice in 1 Peter 2:24, that He bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might or should live for righteousness. Now then, how should we as Christians live? In sin? Absolutely not. We should never sin as Christians. We should walk holy before God. When we do make a mistake, and unfortunately all of us will, I even hate to confess that, but I know that every one of us are going to mess up. Between the flesh and the devil, you're going to have to beat your body daily just like Paul did to bring it into subjection to the Word of God. If Paul's body wanted to sin, I'm going to tell you yours is going to want to sin. But you may have to get rough with it. You may have to slap your body around a little with the Word of God. But don't let your body sin. If Jesus bore your sin on the cross so that we, having died to sin, if we died to sin, then He said we should live unto righteousness. And if you stay dead, the devil won't be able to make this flesh of yours sick. You, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, this is a wonderful thing, praise God, to learn. I mean, so therefore it's easy to see and understand here. I confess that with His stripes I was healed. Because if Jesus, if it says if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart the Father raised Jesus from the dead, then I will be sozoed, which means healed. So I am healed. I'm healed not only because it says it in Romans 10:8-9, but I'm healed because Isaiah 53:5 says it again. I'm healed because Matthew 8:17 says He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. If Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, they're not any use in me and you both having it. They're just not any use in you and me at all having it. If Jesus bore our sin and took our sickness and removed our disease, according to Matthew 8:17, on the cross 2,000 years ago, if Jesus did this, then there's not any reason for any Christian to be sick. We should walk holy before God. We should not sin. Our goal should be absolutely zero sin. And if we will do that, then He Himself has bore our sicknesses and removed our disease. So, it's very easy to confess then that with His stripes I was healed and mean it and believe it. And if you mean it and believe it, you won't have to be sick anymore. You won't sin. Praise God. I've got entire teachings on these things. We'd be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. All you need to do is call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can check us out on the web at www.tlsm.org. Now that stands for The Living Savior Ministries. tlsm.org. And there you can get schedules of our teachings, our healing schools, everything. And we have healing schools twice a month. We have teachings many times a week. So just look at our schedule and praise the Lord. Remember that Jesus is Lord.